A lot of summer camps had to close this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic, including Camp Aeronautic in New Hampshire. Julie B. helps run the camp and is also one half of the children's musical duo Ants on a Log. Julie created an album of children's music so campers who were stuck at home could still feel connected.
Be who you are.
Camp Aeronautic is for transgender and non-binary children, and so is this new album.
I have a friend, loves to wear a dress. His parents were distressed. He had it bad in this cold world. But now she's a brand new girl.
The album is called Trans and Non-Binary Kids Mix, and the producer, Julie B., is with me now. Hi, Julie.
I really appreciate you doing this. Thank you so much.
So you put out a call to musicians and asked if they wanted to contribute. What kinds of songs were you looking for? What characteristics?
Yeah, I put out an open call for songs that reflect the trans and non-binary experience or use gender-neutral pronouns or use humor to talk about gender, and specifically songs that would speak to kids in elementary, middle, maybe early high school.
I want to ask you about humor, because there is some on this album. There's quite a bit. The song Snow People.
Snowmen get a scarf and a carrot for a nose. Black hat, black pipe, black boots, I suppose.
The Okie Dokie Brothers are a Grammy Award-winning band. They play kids' music. And it's like when you're watching a really good Pixar movie and the kids get it at one level and the adults get it at another level.
But why do we roll up circles just to put them inside a square? Showing them who they should be by telling them what they can wear.
The audience you're trying to reach, and you said young kids up until early high school, so maybe ages 5 to about 14, 15?
Yep, exactly.
The experiences of a 5-year-old who is thinking about whether they are a boy or a girl or what gender means versus a teenager, a 14 or 15-year-old who has much firmer ideas about who they are. And I wondered, as you were putting the album together, if you thought whether the messages would make sense for a little kid and also a teenager.
Yes, I think that people underestimate the ability for younger kids to know about gender. There's a lot of research that shows that kids know what their gender is, you know, even around age 2. So I think that, first of all, we need to give kids way more credit. And second, older kids will hear this in a more nuanced way. So I could imagine a 15-year-old listening to this and thinking, oh, I wish I had that when I was a kid. I'm not going to listen to it 100 times. I'm going to move on to the next song. But excited to hear music that's for younger kids talking about gender.
You can call them they, because it's what they like. You can call them they to get the pronouns right. You can call them they when you want to say they're super awesome in every way. They're super awesome in every way.
Some of the songs are clearly there for adults. Tell me about the song Daughter by Ryan Quesada.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting that you think it's clearly for adults. I think that it is for adults in some way, but kids hearing this will definitely relate to parts of the story. And I think that it's great to show, you know, the kids and the adults what the other one is thinking.
Talking about children and gender in some circles is easy and it's fluid and everybody's willing to be open and discuss it. But I think still that's not the majority of the country. What would you say to a parent who says of this album, oh no, my kid is too young for this, to be thinking about this kind of stuff? I'm just not comfortable with this.
You know, I'm a music therapist by my day job training, and what you're describing is repression and avoidance. And you can't tell a kid to not think about something. And I would say that in general, if a parent is uncomfortable talking about anything big like this, like how a kid identifies, you are missing a huge opportunity to connect with your child, to love your child, and to support your child. And that's a big problem, you know, gender aside.
Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
Yeah, I'm 36.
Growing up, when you were a kid, if you had been able to get your hands on an album like this at, say, 5 or 6 or 7, what do you think it would have meant to you?
Oh, wow. It definitely would have given me language that I did not have. I was confused because the cause of gay marriage, which was really the only thing that we talked about as a young queer community, we didn't even have the word queer, really. And while I wanted that to happen, that wasn't really speaking to me. That wasn't fulfilling my activism needs. And once I started working at Camp Aeronautic, we founded it in 2009, and I realized immediately, oh, I see. What I was missing was the discussion about gender. It wasn't a discussion about sexual orientation for me. It was a discussion about gender. And I realized a lot about who I was.
We're all a bit different, and we're a little the same. We come in different sizes, and we have lots of names. But deep inside, the most important thing is respecting everyone. And that includes respecting yourself as number one.
I think if I had music like this, I would have looked up every single thing that I heard and understood so much more in the same way that I looked up We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel when I was a kid.
Julie B., producer of the album Trans and Non-Binary Kids Mix. Julie, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
You can stream the album if you want at antsonalog.bandcamp.com. The proceeds go to Camp Aeronautic.